Bad neighbors. Now, we're going to share some stuff with you today to enlighten you why we get all the complaints from the neighbors. We get people selling. So we're a bit of an aggregator of hearing the bad neighbors' stories. And we've got some good news of stuff that we can share with you. Stay tuned. Special guest, Cleo, expert property manager of like 4 million years, dealing with millions of landlords and tenants. Why did you want to do bad neighbors today?
I think it's a topic that I guess all our topics that come to light each week are from things that we deal with during the week. So I am in a situation where our tenant is the bad neighbor. And other owners and tenants in the building are complaining and writing to Strata and writing to us, and we have to circumvent that whole process. So I thought we'd bring it up today because there's lots of stories, and I guess everybody's got neighbours. So, yeah.
Everyone's, ain't that the truth? And I've got to say, advice that I gave my mum when she went into Strata, and advice that I really feel strongly about, is love thy neighbor.
Definitely. And you do your due diligence when you purchase a property. I would suspect most people, when they're buying like a $3 million or $4 million home, they are going to look around with the neighbors and see, you know, who lives where and, you know, will it all gel. But I guess when you're a tenant, it's sometimes you just don't, you don't look upstairs or downstairs or who your neighbours are going to be. How can you? Like, it's just one of those gambles.
Do you know what? Lesson number one of what I would suggest out of today is door knocking. So whether you're going to be renting a property or buying a property, have a good old-fashioned chat with adjoining owners and you will get all of the goss within 60 seconds. Unadulterated, unfiltered, not motivated because they want to sell the property or rent the property. They're going to give you the no bull on the neighbours.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Definitely, people do love a chat, and they'll just spill stuff to you that you don't know. Definitely.
They definitely will. What happened to the good old fashioned here's a cake?
Oh no, the bunt cake with the hole in it.
Is that gone? Yeah. That you know, when you're the neighbour, ding dong, hi, just moved into the neighbourhood, I see, and wanted to cook you a cake.
Oh my God, it's like Wisteria Lane, Desperate Housewives. It's definitely an old-fashioned thing to do, but it is, you know, it's respectful and it's nice to know your neighbours, you know, and, you know, you can go on holidays and ask them to watch out for your house, take your bins out, things like that. I don't think that it's totally gone. But you know, in property management, we don't always hear about lovely neighbors. We only hear about the neighbors that are either partying too loud on the weekend, or they're watering their plants and the water's like going down onto their balcony. Like it is fun, but
I reckon people just one of the biggest problems, Cleos, is people just lose their shit. Because they store it. And I think that if you're first dealing with your neighbor is, you know, you're a correction officer or a police officer, it's not a good thing. So I know that if you are, moving into an area, make every effort to say g'day to everyone and make that first interaction a welcoming and positive one, because the next one may not be, and you've actually already broken the ice, and they can see that, you know, you're not just, because I think people just lose their, like, they don't say anything, then they just go, rah, and the person who didn't even know they were making the mistakes, like, mate, where'd that come from?
But not everyone's reasonable, that's the thing. And no one wants a letter under that. Like, we find the letters are very aggressive. If you're getting a letter, like, I don't know if you've ever parked somewhere where you shouldn't park and you come back to your car and there's a letter there, you're like, what? It gets you so angry. And I think as a neighbor, I think that's a real aggressive way to approach a situation, especially when you have two mediators. Usually you've got a property manager and a strata manager. I mean, that's what we do in that sense before it gets escalated to that kind of aggressiveness, because you have to see these people every day in the common area, at the letterbox, at the garage. Like you've got to sort of think about the end game as well, rather than the heat of the moment.
Oh, you know, th we've all these stories. I don't think there's any coming back. I th think once it's gone rotten, it's gone. It's like meat, or an egg. You know, once I get it, like, you know, keep it refrigerated, keep it good. You know, it's gonna be fine. But once it's stuffed, it is stuffed. What's the do you what would be the rate of, say, out of 100 properties, what would be the rate of you getting a bad neighbor complaint? And what would the nature of that complaint be? Two questions.
What do you mean by rate?
Like, would you say out of 100 tenancies, you would
Oh, how
have
many complaining?
one noise
Oh,
complaint?
I'd probably say 1 out of 10 at
Really?
least. Yeah, at the moment. I think as well, like if you want to look at it with new builds as well, they're noisier. The properties are noisier. You can hear your neighbor a lot more than in the older double brick, red brick, beauties. They're quite indestructible internally, but
Fact.
yeah, and
I've been
the
telling people the opposite for years.
oh really? No, it's, I mean, some are built really well, but I think as well with these bigger complexes, you're looking into a lot of your neighbors as well, like the balconies, the windows, everything's a lot more visible. And you can sit out on your balcony and you can just watch your neighbors doing what they do. So the nature of the most nature complaints we get is noise. Noise is the biggest one. Whether it be loud music or thumping around because of floorboards or anything noise related, we deal with it sort of with a three strike sort of situation with strata. They'll receive an email from a neighbor, maybe an owner. They'll send us something, and then we then let the tenant know. And then it's a series of three strikes, basically. If you keep doing something that's annoying everyone, and everyone has the right to quiet enjoyment, that's the bylaws of living in a strata building, even in a house. And yeah, like if you just continue on with the behavior, then the repercussions are maybe the owner won't extend your lease. You will be asked to move out. Some stratas impose a fine, with complaints. So that's the end result. Usually it de-escalates after a complaint, one or two, but sometimes these things can drag on for ages.
I think in that, like, I really, we I grew up most of my life when my parents rented out the property under there. We had a house and they rented out underneath. It was like a duplex. And my mum and dad were always up me for walking on my heels. So I don't know if you've been living underneath someone who walks on their heels, on their bones. But it's very common. And mum and dad were always like, shh, don't walk like that, shh, don't walk like that. So, you know, walking on the front pad of your foot, then the back, or in heels or that sort of stuff, it can drive people nuts. And the poor person who's actually walking around, they're just bloody walking around. They're like, they're just walking around the house and they're bothering the neighbor. So I think there's lots of things to consider. Noises is huge. Smoke drift.
huge one at the moment. Definitely, the smoke drift is huge, and they are, you know, the amendments in all the bylaws that have been put in place. That's, you know, it's a breach. So you do often see. I know it is. It's, you know, one of those things you see this, you know, designated smoking areas now in unit blocks, like they have in the airport, you know, where the neighbors all can get together and smoke in some sort of area as opposed to on their balconies, you know.
Just strata's are allocating smoking areas, are they?
Well, it's an unofficial as such, but I, you know, I've seen some. I've been looking at properties in the west, you know, southwest of Sydney at the moment. So I have seen common area gardens where there is a designated area at the back of the complex where, you know, you can smoke if you're a smoker.
I'd love that. I would love that. I'd love to go for a bunga with mates.
Exactly. That's probably where, if you're going to buy, that's where you want to hang out and ask questions.
They're the people who have good chat.
Yeah, totally. Or unofficially out of, you know, out on the street, like outside restaurants. Like, it's usually where people are smoking nowadays. But, yeah, no, the neighbourly complaints, you know, we don't get involved as property management in domestic disputes. It's very, very hard to let people know that we can't get involved in that situation. Sometimes people call us up and they give us all the backstory and they tell us this and that, we do empathize. But if it gets to a point where someone's feeling either unsafe or threatened, that's not something we can jump in and handle. That's always for your local police. And any complaints we do receive, we request in writing and then we forward them to the strata managers because they have access to everyone who lives where, names, numbers. We don't know a lot of the time if the neighbour's a tenant or an owner, how to get in touch with them. So strata is the mediator if it's a unit block. And, of course, if it's ever an unsafe situation, always call your local police station.
So thank you for your time. You are a legend. Hopefully this helped people today, Cleoth. one thing that I haven't mentioned is if it's wild and you are making a complaint and you will mark yourself to that neighbour, and you will also, when that complaint escalates to the police, they know it's you. Whenever there's been wildness, I've always called the police straight away. And they do a fantastic job on shutting down the wildness in a nice manner, first warning, second warning, whatever. But when you do mark yourself, you will be marked forever if that tenant ever gets further noise complaints as the perpetrator to complaining against them. So be careful. Handle it diplomatically. But in summary from what we spoke about today, and throw these in as we go along. One, love thy neighbour. Make a huge effort when you move in to make common ground with people, because you don't want meeting with those neighbours to be a negative one. So make that first meeting a positive one. Eat humble pie. Two, Cleo, what did you say? Be conscious with you know, with yourself, and report it to your real estate agent if it's strata. I guess was there. But a couple of really good tips in there, and I think smoke drift, noise, parking.
Huge. Another big fight battle. We could do this three segments of this topic, honestly.
It could be there. But all of these things are people getting along with people. So I think a bit of personality and a bit of effort, a bit of love goes a long way.
It does. Go and watch Bad Neighbours with Zac Efron. Great movie. I love that movie.
Love it. Love it.
Have a good week, everyone.
Thanks, Cleo. You're a legend, huh? Cheers. Love my neighbour. That's the
love that neighbour. Bye.
See ya. Take care.